blues, women in blues.
I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. I'm an asshole.
Folks, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of On the Road with Dr. Brian. I'm here this time in, we're in San Antonio,
San
right?
Antonio.
San Antonio, Texas. That's right. Beautiful. San Antonio, Texas. I'm here with my friend, the lovely Leah Patrick. And Leah is an extraordinary person. She's done a whole lot of different things. But today she's going to tell me about a new project of hers, right? We're going to talk about this?
Yeah, well, you know, but they don't.
They don't know. They don't know anything.
I recently started a YouTube called Business Book Socks. It's me reviewing different books, trying to encourage people to read, and then even if you don't read, maybe you can still get something out of the information that I share from the books without having to do that.
So, what's the concept, though, between, like, I know you want people to read, right? That's the basic concept,
yeah.
But where do the socks fit in?
Like, what's those kind of, I fit them in on my Instagram to, because if I'm Instagramming as well, it's easier to get followers on Instagram than it is to get them on YouTube, and I always like to wear funny, funky little socks and have fun with that, and I always wear different socks when I'm reading. I've started to call them my reading socks. So I thought it would be fun to introduce different pairs of socks with the books that I'm reading as a daily post, and then try to get my weekly books in as well.
So how many books do you read on a regular basis?
So many.
Okay.
And so many are not going to make their way to the channel.
I got to say, so every time you read a new book, you have to get a new pair of socks?
I have so many socks already, but I'm always accepting more socks.
Kids, sock donations going
yes,
to
yes.
Leah here. So the idea came from, I guess, you wanted to encourage people to read or share that with people, right?
It really came from friends asking me so much about books, and people that don't read at all saying they feel like they've been reading by having conversations with me.
Oh, yeah?
So I thought that would be a really fun way to bring it to people that aren't going to get to have conversations with me and get them to feel like they've read without having to do it. A lot of people,
sure.
You don't have time to read. You don't want to put the effort in. But you have 3 minutes to watch a YouTube video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's basically like Cliff's notes.
Yeah.
But it's like Leah's notes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah.
So like perfect. Catcher in the Rye. What would you say about Catcher in the Rye?
Catcher in the Rye is one of my favorite books. I really enjoy the scene where he pays a hooker not to sleep with him. And I think that's a really fun scene that people can, even if you are a little bit on the judgmental side and you didn't enjoy that there was a hooker in this book about a high school kid, you can still appreciate that he pays her to leave and not to have sex.
Yeah. It's like Risky Business, except I think he had sex with the hooker,
he definitely
right?
had
was
sex.
Was Risky Business a book?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I'll look into it.
What's your favorite book? What's your favorite book ever?
Oh, that's so hard. Typically, I say Fight Club, but that's not true.
Uh-huh.
Fight Club's my favorite movie. There are parts of the book that were better than the movie and parts of the movie that were better than the book, and it's rare you can say that about anything, so that's a cool dichotomy. But Princess Bride, I've read more times than any other book, and it is one of my favorites. But I think Survivor by Chuck Palahniuk actually wins. They're Fight Club and Survivor are both by Chuck Palahniuk, and I'm a huge fan of his.
What's your least favorite book? What book did you hate the most while reading it?
I love that you asked, because this month it's definitely going to end up on my channel. I did not enjoy The Alchemist at all.
I know. What is that one?
I've read worse books, but the reason that one ends up being so high on my not favorites is that I had so many people recommend it to me. And I felt like it was so pedantic that it's insulting that people would repeatedly recommend something that has no original thoughts in it whatsoever. And if you're new to your spiritual journey or your journey of self-discovery, there's absolutely a place in the world for that book, but I am not that place.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like for the amount it was recommended to me, people that were recommending it to me should have known me a little better. There are no secrets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There is not a single secret in the secret. It uses a lot of allegory and biblical and kind of folk story, and I understand the place for that in the world, but I'm not it.
So I'm not much of a reader. Actually, I don't read much for entertainment, you know, and I was not planning on reading The Alchemist, but based on your very thoughtful review, I now have, like, I'm 100% behind my decision to not read that
book.
You
can save yourself those couple hours of your life.
Yeah, and that's what I think the value is, right? Of something that you do. It's like I can make a decision.
Yeah, it's not just to encourage people to read, although obviously I think reading is a beautiful thing. Reading is the cheapest form of travel you can get, and I'm addicted to travel. So if you want to be more empathic, if you want to understand humanity more, people who have thoughts outside of your own are a great reason to be addicted to travel. If you only ever experience the same people that are experiencing what you are, your mind isn't growing as well. And with a library card, you can read anything you want for free.
That's great. And what was the first book you reviewed on your YouTube channel? What was that one?
It was The Art of Taking It Easy by Dr. Brian King.
That's right. Hell yeah.
It was a great push because I'd been wanting to start this channel for a long time. And the second you gave me that autographed copy and we did the Instagram thing, I was like, well, now I have to read this. You were nice enough to sign it for me. And it was a perfect reason to start doing something.
Is The Art of Taking It Easy? And you don't have to, you know, you're not on the spot here because you're literally on my video. But was it a book that you would recommend, or
it's absolutely a book
is it
that
more
I would
like
recommend.
The Alchemist?
Well, I talk about in my first episode that I'm not a fan of self-help books. You don't classify it as a self-help book, but Barnes & Noble does, and other places do. And there are qualities in it that definitely run in the self-help vein, but it's really a neuroscience and comedy book, and those are both things that I enjoy.
My books are hard to classify because there is no neuroscience and comedy section. You know, it's like it's really hard for the bookstores to find a home for it, you know. But
you are also hard to classify.
Oh, I can't.
And eclectic journeys are something we both appreciate, and I think it's why we're such good friends and why the book is so good.
But The Art of Taking It Easy, you heard it. Business Book Sucks says read The Art of Taking It
Easy. Read The Art of Taking It Easy. Yeah. It only takes about 2.5 hours, and you spend more time binging Netflix shows than you would spend reading his book, but you might get a little more out of it.
I feel like, you know, it took me a lot longer than that to write it.
Oh, I'm sure.
I feel like, yeah, that's like 3 months of my life.
One plane ride where your phone is dead, you could read the whole thing.
I feel like my life has such meaning now. I do 3 months of my life to less than 3 hours of yours.
I'm in a great Facebook group called the book hangout spot, and that's something that we talk about often, is that it's always worth the money that is on the cover of a book, because you're paying for maybe 2.5 hours of your entertainment, maybe longer, depends on the book, but you're also buying a piece of that author's life that they spent in front of a screen pulling their hair out and biting their nails and trying to ignore their child so that they could put something on paper, thinking the whole time, I'm a fraud, nobody cares, nobody wants this, and well, it's obviously worth that chunk of your life for us to buy the book.
And as you know, because my book was written when my kid was 2 years old, and you know this because I literally wrote about it in my book.
Yeah.
So she would distract me from the writing process, and I would go take care of her, and I would come back and, like, you know what? I'm going to add that to my chapter.
and that's valuable time. That's toddler time that you're never going to get back with her. And you gave it to your audience, so it's worth the price.
I think so. My book is, you know, if you're watching this video and you don't already have my book, I really question why you follow me.
Get it from a library, at least.
Yeah, you know, that way I don't benefit at all.
And after you get it from the library, you can go to Amazon and you can review it.
That's true. That's a way that I can benefit. Now, what's the next book that you think you might be reviewing?
It might be The Alchemist. Yeah. It might be...
Oh, you haven't done a video of that one yet?
No. And so far, everything's been very complimentary because I love encouraging. Mm-hmm. But to be completely honest, not everything I read is good, obviously. So there's going to have to be a point where I'm like, hey, save yourself some time. Or don't. Like I said, there is a place for that book in the world. I'm not saying it's poorly written, because it isn't. It's a beautifully written book, but I'm not the correct audience.
You were, we were talking earlier, and again, you mentioned Chuck. We were talking earlier about a book you told me about called Guts.
Oh, the book is called Haunted, which the premise of that book is that this author creates a writer's retreat to encourage and workshop other authors. And so every other chapter is the story that's going on, and every other chapter in between is a story written by one of the authors in this fictional book. And the favorite is one called Guts, where the narrator, point of view person, is trying to find different ways to masturbate. Mm-hmm. And they go through all these different things, like shoving a carrot up their butt and trying to weasel things down their urethra, and eventually they figure out that letting the pool sucker lap away like a licking sensation at their asshole is their favorite thing, but they spend too much time down there and the pool starts to suck their guts out. Yeah. And long story short, now he's only got like a foot of intestine left. And encouraging people to not get so creative and just
not
get
having
some
read,
KY.
Not having read the book, your description of it alone makes me like just like cringe. I can imagine what the book is actually like. But you know what, though, to your point, right? Reading is the cheapest form of travel.
Yes.
And how else is somebody going to know not to stick their dick in a vacuum? All right.
Yes, don't stick your dick in vacuums. We found out on the road today that there was a book in the UK library called Penile Injuries Caused by Vacuums, but there was at least 22 volumes of this book. I don't know why there had to be 22, but apparently that's something else that you can learn from listening to me. Is
I would be surprised if there's 22 pages, really. I mean, like, but let alone 22 different books about sticking dicks in vacuums, but apparently that happens a lot in England. You know?
Well, now we don't have to read that book.
Was that book filed under self-help?
It was filed under medical journals.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. So no neuroscience comedian. That I feel like...
I doubt there's any jokes in there other than that it exists.
When you told me about the title, I immediately thought it was some kind of joke. Like they were taking something that actually happens and making it really funny, you know, and making it into like this book with the volume 22 tacked on. I thought, but no, it's
just
like
for fun and
thing.
Not real. Yeah. It was real. It was a medical journal.
Thing. Wow. So I'll be honest with you, I'm a writer, but I don't read that much.
Fair.
And I'm really happy that you're out there taking one for the rest of us. You know, like you threw yourself on the grenade of the alchemist, so that you know.
I know a lot of people aren't going to appreciate that I didn't appreciate that book, but that's fine.
But, you know, as long as, positive or negative, as long as your review includes insight as to why.
Yes.
Because that's the thing about reviews is that, you know, it doesn't matter if this person likes something or not. What matters is their description of it, you know.
Yeah, we're not all going to like the same things.
I will read a movie review, and maybe they give it a terrible review, but the description sounds great, and I'm like, oh, well, I will probably like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a good thing that you're doing this, and so I wish you the best. I don't understand the socks connection, but, you know, it's
the connection is me.
There you go.
These are a few of my favorite things.
So you don't, like, read while holding the books with your feet? Or
no.
That would be a good trick. If you could do that.
I can't. I don't think I could turn the pages.
Yeah, that's true.
But I could probably do it with a Kindle.
There you go.
Just tap.
All right. So what's your YouTube channel?
Business Book Socks.
And your Instagram?
Business Book Socks.
All right. Folks, check out Leah on Business Books Socks on social media. And watch her. She's very entertaining. But also, take her recommendations. If you need some recommendations for a good read, she's going to have it for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on my little show.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
That's been another episode of On the Road with Dr. Brian. I'll catch you guys later. Next time in wherever. Who knows? I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere. Blues, women, and blues. I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere. I'm an asshole.